Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Hey, Game Pass or Pass subscribers, Corey here. Just wanted to give you a quick update. You might have noticed that the delay in between the last two episodes has been much longer than normal. That was kind of by design because we released the last two back-to-back in order to try to get them out in a timely manner. That was supposed to be the goal of Crusader Kings 3 and Tell Me Why. But unfortunately, we ran into a ton of issues, both personal and technical. And we have tried and tried to get Crusader Kings 3 done, but it is just not happening. So we always have a couple episodes banked in case of an issue, again, whether personal or technical. So this week you're going to get Man of Medan, and we're hoping to have everything sorted out relatively soon so we can get Crusader Kings 3 and Tell Me Why out. But if for whatever reason we can't, the episode after that will be Darksiders Genesis. So please enjoy the episode. Again, sorry about the delay. It's not something that we intend to do going forward. We're not changing the schedule or anything like that. So enjoy the episode. As always, you can write us gpopfans@gmail.com. And hope you enjoy. It is now time for a very super massive edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. This week, we played a little co-op. We saw the Man of Medan, maybe. We saw it together, not really. And by us, I mean, I am Corey. I controlled a lot of people. Basher got everyone killed. That's Basher, by the way. Say something.
Say something about my performance, because I blame my controller, the latency, the lag.
Everything except the fact that you got everyone killed.
Well, exactly.
We're talking about Supermassive's Man of Medan, part of the Dark Picture Anthology series. Or trilogy, or whatever they're calling it. I don't remember now. We played the first part. It just hit Game Pass, and we're going to talk about it. But before that, let's go over the details of this game. So it's made by Supermassive Games. They were known for Until Dawn, as well as Bravo Team, which is a PSVR game. I think Until Dawn is kind of their biggest game. They've done other very similar games, and that was an exclusive game for the PlayStation 4. But they have now decided to make a trilogy of these sort of three smaller stories that are very much in the vein of horror movies, just like Until Dawn was sort of based off of a slasher movie, etc. Regularly priced at $29.99, classified as a horror adventure game, is available on PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. Co-op is something that is definitely a big part of this game, but it does not have crossplay of any kind. But it does have Xbox One X support featuring, which I believe is a native 4K resolution. That information out there is a little bit tough to get a hold of, but it is running on Unreal Engine 4. So that engine is definitely very capable on the platforms I have listed. So, The Man of Medan, let's talk about it.
This Medan nonsense, huh? Well, let me start off by saying, I was a fan of Until Dawn. It was a pretty stupid, fun B-level game. I enjoyed a lot of the aspects, and it was also still rough around the edges. It reminds me a lot of my my like for the original Demon's Souls, where I still put that as one of my favorite games of all time. And the issue with my with that is, I was hoping the sequels would be built upon and improved. And as we know, Souls games are still trash. Wow. But the Man of Medan, this team has some time to make this game. And since Until Dawn, I just feel like they didn't learn a lot. And if they did, it's not very apparent in the gameplay and storytelling process. It still feels almost like they fell into the same technical trappings as Until Dawn.
Yeah, I'll agree for the most part. I got to Until Dawn late, but I very much did enjoy it. But what's Until Dawn is just a strange adventure in gaming, where, you know, it started out as a PS3 game, was in development forever, and then eventually it was moved to the PlayStation 4. And I'm assuming a lot of their issues, because they were really, really pushing for that sort of uncanny valley of they're using real actors and using real facial expressions to sort of make choices along the way of that will get your character killed or not killed. But it was all centered around this slasher movie. And as Scream is one of my all-time favorite movies, still watch it like once a year, just absolutely love it. Like, I was like, all right, I'm in. Like, I'm into the theme. I'm into this whole ridiculous movie or horror movie nonsense. Like, let's do it. But it was still rough. Like, those games were extremely rough. They don't control well. Maybe that's deliberate. Maybe it's not. They didn't run the best always. Weird things would happen. You would make choices along the way, and sometimes they weren't always clear. But it never got to a point that it bothered me. But with Man of Medan, it bothered me.
Man of Medan.
It bothered me quite a bit, actually.
It's weird because it's not much different from the previous games, but like you said, for some reason this one got to me, and I think so the first story in this series takes place on a ghost ship, and that's pretty much it. It's ghost ship, the game, the movie, the experience, and I think it's just the setting that really kind of throws me off, because
it's boring. Like,
man.
Well, but and so it, you, I guess, is that a spoiler? I don't know. The
that's boring.
No, that you end up on a ship. Like, the Until Dawn was sort of centered around that mansion, right? And then there you could go in the forest, and there was this caves, etc. So like, it was a much larger game, and I feel like where Man of Medan lost me, there's two things. The co-op thing is really neat, but I don't think it's executed well. And I say that as someone who, like, I don't think that playing this game in co-op is a bad experience, but I feel like you have to play it twice to really sort of understand it, because I feel like it almost needed that a way out thing to where you could constantly see what the other player was doing, because there are I can't tell if this game wanted us to keep talking about what's happening on our screens, or if it wanted us to experience it separately and then for the stories to converge. Because if you want me to keep talking about it to the other person, explaining what's happening, it's weird because there's stuff happening on screen where people talking and interacting, and I've got to make choices and decisions that I can't do everything at once. I can't keep telling you what's happening. I can't focus on this relationship. I can't do it all. There were times that we were doing completely separate things in completely separate rooms, and then it would just drop us into the same exact scenario. And instead of being able to communicate with each other of telling each other what's going on, we're just crazy confused. and then people die, and then like that whole thing of keeping people alive, it felt like it wasn't really possible without playing this game 3 or 4 times, and I don't really want to do that. I don't think anybody wants to do that. So I can't tell if the co-op is a good thing or a bad thing.
The co-op is an interesting thing. I think if you want to keep these people alive, you got to play by yourself. I think it's the best way to do it. Because to your point, there are multiple occasions where it would basically be like the narrator, if you will, would say, "Hey, you guys have to work together. Why you guys have different choosing different answers?" I'm like, "Oh, okay." But then later on in the gameplay, it's like there's things I'm not supposed to tell you, or things you're not supposed to tell me. I'm like, right, but, so which one is
right,
it?
Right, but at the same time, like the narrator basically being like, "You guys need to work together." It's also like the game's not set up to do that. It's not a voting system. Like, you make the choice, I have zero say-so, and there's not enough time in between making those choices of being like, okay, so she's asking me about this, like, should we do this or this? There's no time for that. You make your choices and go from there. Like, so I just feel like the game isn't, it wants us to work together, but at the same time, it doesn't give you the avenue to do that. And therefore, I kind of just, like, halfway through, I was just kind of like, I kind of just want to play this by myself. Like, like, it's not that I'm not enjoying it playing co-op. It's just that I feel like the game would be better without co-op.
I mean, again, I think the co-op is interesting. It adds a layer, but it's not the layer that's needed to play the game effectively, efficiently, in a way where you want to succeed. The co-op, I think, is there for the added fun factor. And, I mean, that's all fine and dandy, but it gets annoying though. Like if I'm killing off a character, that's fine. If I'm killing off a character that you just played as, you put some effort into, then you're annoyed.
Right.
And that's what I don't like either. I don't like the idea of switching through characters like
all
after
the time.
Every 10 minutes or
right.
so.
All the time.
Like, it's just because I'm, because we're not building the character. We're not answering questions the same way. We're not building the character the same way. So after you make a choice, it will affect the character's traits. It will affect that character's relationships with people. It will affect a host of stats that you have no control over when you're not controlling that character.
Right. And that's the other part, yeah, and that was the other thing that got me. Like, not only the setting and stuff. Like, I think the setting of it being on the ship, like you already said, it's just kind of boring. And then when you combine it with the co-op stuff, I was having issues. But there is actually a way to play this game. Like, if you're playing in the same room, they call it like, I think they call it family mode or something. It's probably not called family mode, but it's basically like every time everyone sort of picks a character, and then every time that character comes up, you pass the controller to that person. Like, I feel like they should have implemented that more into the co-op versus like, okay, this person's going to play as these two characters, and this person's going to play as these two characters. So that way there is some consistency of the character building, because that's very much how characters either survive or die. There was a lot of moments of sanity effects from like Eternal Darkness. Like, there's a lot of moments of you're not really quite sure what you're seeing.
Are we supposed to be talking through that?
Right. And that,
like, that's the other thing. Like you're describing the sequence where you would have these insanity effects happening, and you don't know who's a zombie and who's not. And I don't know if I'm a zombie or not in front of your eyes. So there's plenty of times where I'm like, dude, were you on an elevator? Because I'm on an elevator. You're like, I think I'm going into an elevator, but no, that's not me. I'm like, well, is this me? Is this you? And it's like, are we supposed to be talking that through? Or are we supposed to be very silent in our gameplay, in our co-op gameplay with our headsets on throughout the entire thing?
And even either way, if I'm supposed to be talking the whole time, like, again, it goes back to just like the game doesn't set it up well. There's not enough time in between to really understand what's happening. So I don't want to keep harping on it, because, I mean, let's talk about, so the co-op, obviously, we weren't a huge fan of, but the game itself, let's get into that, of you know, I don't want to keep comparing it to Until Dawn, but I mean, it really is the same game with a new setting.
We should, though. It's the same game.
Like, so there was stuff that I really liked, and I want to play this game alone at some point in the future. It's not going to be anytime soon, just with everything that's going on. But I feel like I'm still going to have a lot of issues with it, because Until Dawn is extremely... I shouldn't say long, because it's not extremely long, but it's much longer than this game. So you have some real time to sort of get to know these characters and who they are and what they're doing. And while they're not exactly like Naughty Dog level of character depth, you still get to find these relationships and sort of mold them the way you want. So with the shorter runtime of this game, that doesn't, to me, I felt like any time the quote relationship changed, it was kind of awkward, and it was just kind of like, okay, like whatever. All that wrapped around this story on this ship, it didn't click in any capacity for me. I really, really wanted it to, because there were times in this game, like there's a point in this game, it looks so cool. Like, they get the vibe, they get the lighting right, they get everything right about it. But then when I actually come time to, like, make a decision and stuff, I'm just kind of like, I don't care. Like, I really don't care if anyone lives or dies at this point. And I think that's not good. That's not good in this type of game.
No, at all. And it's a detriment to the storytelling, because it's... Like I said, there's things they just didn't learn when it came to directing a video game and having characters move through a plot. Because things happen, again, I don't know if this is done purposely or not, because it's very schlocky, right? So it's in that vein of bad horror movie, but I don't know if the choices made in the game are purposely bad or not, because you have scenes where it forces characters to make one or two decisions, and both decisions are stupid.
Right.
And I don't know if that's their idea of storytelling or good storytelling or they're purposely making bad B-level movie. And for some reason, it was just more apparent to me in Until Dawn. I think maybe it's because, like you said, during gaming. Because the slasher movie is just naturally more schlocky. But for whatever reason, this game, there's so many aspects of it where I'm like, is this bad on purpose? Right. Or am I missing the joke? Like, what's going on here?
Well, it just feels... I don't want to just repeat what you basically just said, but yeah, like, it just... It missed the mark for me on being a slasher, like, because it's not a slasher, and when it's not a slasher, you can't sort of just try to fit it in that mold. And I feel like there was a little bit of that, like they instead of, I don't want to say doubling down, but instead of sort of understanding that this isn't a slasher, it sort of more felt like it was cut from the exact same mold of just being like, okay, so like, we know this is kind of campy and weird, but the setting doesn't seem to fit that for me. And that's where it lost me in that. I was just kind of like, man, I just don't know anymore. Like, I don't know what you're trying to do. I don't know if I'm supposed to be laughing or if I'm supposed to be freaked out. Like, there's so many jump scares in this game, and sometimes they're really stupid. But again, are they supposed to be stupid? I don't know.
Right.
I just don't know.
Exactly. And in terms of gameplay again, there's just so many aspects where it's just like, huh, what, why? I mean, as I said before, like, when you make these decisions, when you make these choices, your character has their stats updated, and it'll tell you at the top left hand corner of the screen, like, relationship status updated, bearings updated, traits updated. And I don't know where any of the stats are. I can't go look at them. I don't know where they're located. I don't know what they mean. I don't know anything about these stats other than they're being updated. And I went to the main menu, didn't see anything. I press the three different start buttons, because you need three of those. And none of those went to my stats. So this game is doing something in the background regarding characters, and it's not explaining to you what it's doing and why it's doing it. Do those stats matter at the end of the game? Does it change your dialogue options? Like, what exactly do these stats do and why?
Right. And so all of that said, I feel like we're just like hopping on this game. Like, I did have fun with it, but at the same time, I kind of just wanted it to be over because it does the same thing with Until Dawn. And so this game is deep, right? Like, there's many different things that you can find. There's secrets that you can find. There's a mystery to be told here. And it's not a straight up ghost ship story. Like, it's not just demons. You know, they try to write backstory into it, which I think is bold. But at the same time, when that's not at the forefront and you're forcing me to sort of kind of dive into things and read more, whereas I felt like in Until Dawn, because of the longer runtime, I was able to sort of piece things together over a longer period of time that sort of just let me experience what was happening without having to try to figure out the mystery. But the game also, it tries to guide you. Like, the narrator's just like, so you want a hint? And I'm like, no, I don't want a hint. Like, why would I want a hint? And sort of like looking back, and it's just like, and knowing what we knew at the end of the game, it was just kind of like, did you really need to do all that? Like, did you really need to sort of weave this story that is told through collectibles and like all of that didn't really need to happen, I feel like. And I don't even know what I'm saying anymore at this point, because I'm trying to not, like, I'm trying to not.
Neither did the game.
What?
Neither did the right. game. It had no idea what it wanted to say. Yeah. Because at one point, like to what you're saying, at one point, the narrator says something along the lines of, why did you do that when you could have done this? And it's like, oh, so there's a right and wrong answer here? Like, is this not like a choose your own adventure? Like, am I doing this wrong? Like, there's just, it's the game does, I don't know what it is about this game that seems so schizophrenic, because Until Dawn, I really felt like they were like, it was clear what their goal was. I don't know what the goal is here. I'm still trying to figure out, was this a story that I was supposed to care about? These characters I was supposed to care about? Because in Until Dawn, it was just a slasher flick, and you don't care about any of those. I mean, you don't care about those characters in a way where it's like, oh no, like it's just, like they're meat for the slasher. So like everybody's on the same page, whereas this is like, you want me to really like, am I supposed to be working to redeem the Connor character?
Yeah.
Or am I supposed to revel in the fact that he can get killed because he's a douchebag?
Right. And so I feel like it needs to either be one or the other. Like, if you want to tell a story that is more of a mystery, and like you either tell the story or be a video game. Like, don't try to be both. And part of the thing that drives me nuts about these games, like, this game has like 15 endings or something like that. And why? Like, there doesn't need to be that many endings. And part of that is like, well, your decisions matter at the end of it. It's like, no, it doesn't. Because my decisions will lead me one of like three actual paths with slightly varying. Either everyone dies, some people die, nobody dies. Like, those are your endings, basically. And how you get there is going to be a little bit different. But I don't need to see 10 different endings to understand what's happening. And instead of doing all of that, put some actual storytelling in here. Don't put the mystery so far in the back that I can't see it, and without having to do some serious digging, because then I like you said, I don't know what your goal is at the end of the day. Like, if your goal is to tell a great story, there's probably a decent story in there, but it's so hidden. But if your goal is to just make a weird action sort of campy video game, I don't think you got there either. Whereas I can't quite put my finger on it why it worked on Until Dawn, other than the fact that it's a slasher, it was longer. But like, maybe it's just been so long, maybe I'm remembering that game different, but for some reason it just worked in that game, and in this game it just, it missed the mark completely. Maybe it was the co-op, I don't know, but yeah,
I didn't play Until Dawn co-op.
Well, you couldn't, there was not a co-op.
That's probably, yeah, so it may be worth saying that the game might be better when played alone, but even then though, like, oh man, that ghost ship setting just like, it, like, no, it won't be, because like, because the entire time I'm laughing for the wrong reasons at the story and the way the story is being told. Right. There's once, like, early on, no spoilers, early on, you play these two guys and these two army brats, and they're at a fair of some sort, and when they leave the fair, they come back to the boat, and they're drunk, and these two friends just start fighting each other out of the blue. Like, it's like, they're friends, they're drunk, they come back to the ship, then they start fighting.
It's really random. And then, like, really random.
And then some third dude, like a colonel, like someone above them, comes in and starts punching people in the face. You're like, what's going on?
What did I miss
here? And there's several instances of that happening where the plot of the story is going away where I'm like, I missed something. I have to have missed something because I don't know why he's acting this way. I don't know why we got here. I don't know why she's saying this. And these hard, abrupt cuts to black. I'm like, this scene was done?
Right.
There's
a lot of instances where it felt like we missed something. So I guess what I'll say is I'll preface it even in the show title. Like, maybe this game is completely different single player. Like, we don't know. Our sneaking suspicion is that it is not. It is probably the same game. It is probably just as convoluted. But the fact that you don't have someone else there sort of making decisions for you, maybe it becomes better, you know, like maybe it's just that you're able to focus on it more. I don't know. We can't speak on that merit or on that with any merit. So as a co-op game though, it's not good,
it
sucks because I really like Until Dawn and I want more stuff like this. And I still cannot wait to play the next one in this trilogy. I think Man of Medan is just, maybe it just wasn't for us, but my gut is telling me that they tried way too hard to make it a little bit of everything. And it doesn't have the runtime. It doesn't have the development time. Like, it doesn't have that stuff in it to warrant that, if that makes sense. I think the next one, hopefully with being a different setting, will probably agree with me more, but I hope they don't try to just do the same thing. Like, I hope they are going to try other things, and maybe one will be more campy. Like, maybe hopefully Man of Medan is their more serious take on one, and maybe the other two, or one of them at least, will be the more slasher take on it. Like, I hope they actually try other things, because Until Dawn proved that they can make a game, I think, that is much better than this. And that's just more what I want of, so.
I completely agree. My dissatisfaction really with Man of Medan comes more from disappointment from what I know they can do rather than what this game just is by itself. The worst thing that happened to this game was Until Dawn, because you know what they're capable of. I think they can tell better stories, more fun stories. Man of Medan is not their best work.
Yeah, I agree. So unfortunately, when it comes to Man of Medan on this show, we're going to say pass on it. It's just not there. I'd have to assume that the other ones will come to Game Pass at some time, right? Like,
it said 2020, right?
Like, well, that's just the normal release date. So they've only announced Man of Medan for Game Pass. The other two have, like, this isn't a situation where, like, with Life is Strange 2, after that first episode came out, they're like, all of them are coming to Game Pass eventually. Like, they won't be day and date, but they will all be on Game Pass at some point. So I'd have to assume that if they signed the first one, and maybe they're just seeing how it does on Game Pass, and maybe the other two will not, or maybe their goal is to put it on Game Pass and hope that people buy the other one. Maybe that's the case. So we'll have to wait and see. But if the other two come to Game Pass, I think these are easily stuff that we would want to play, because they're different. They are co-op, so I think there's a lot to be done there. So, but all right, that is going to do it for this episode. Man of Medan, unfortunately, pass it by. Don't, again, I want to preface that co-op, because I don't want to write this game off completely. But when it comes to the co-op, as we were talking about it and thinking about it more, I think it's important to note that we only played it in co-op, and the single player experience might be different. So we'll say for the co-op experience,
I would say it's probably more playable single player, but I'm going to say a hard pass on the whole thing, even single player.
There you go. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. You can email us, and we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know what you like about the show, what you don't like. gpopfans@gmail.com. If you're listening to this on one of your podcast services, why not give us a rating? Ratings definitely help. I promise you they do. It does not take long, but I promise you it is a lifetime of happiness for us. Ratings definitely help, especially if it's a good rating. Even if you have a bad rating, if there's something that you're listening to, if you want to be like the guy that hated us because we passed on Remnant from the Ashes, at least that's feedback. We will take all kinds of feedback. gpopfans@gmail.com, as well as rate us. Always something we want. So, but all right, I think that is going to do it for this episode. We will see you next time with a undisclosed game, because I will give you a little inside baseball. We are banking this episode because we had some time to play it, and we don't know when it's releasing. So we'll see you next time with another game on Game Pass. Big shocker.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What if it's... I bet you it's going to be
Halo Infinite.
Halo Infinite. All right, that's going to do this episode. We will see you next time.
Good day, sirs.